How much do you two want to bet right now? Justin Fields has a better career than Mac Jones in the NFL, than Trey Lance in the NFL, and then Zach Wilson in the NFL. You got this audio on this Thursday, the 15th day of April, formerly known as Tax Day, but Tax Day got extended. I just found that out on hour number one. I spent all day yesterday sweating, crunching numbers at a calculator and a pencil in my ear. I look like Matt Patricia. I do kind of look like Matt Patricia right now. I look like the blue blob from Xavier. I don't know if you guys, that's their kid's mascot. They got D'Artagnan, the swashbuckler, and blue blob, the little ball thing that runs around. Anyways, neither here nor there. Justin Fields will have the best pro career out of everybody not named Trevor Lawrence in the upcoming draft. Yes or no? I want Justin Fields.
No, just based on Ohio State quarterback performance history. Lately. Yes.
Okay, so the history of Ohio State quarterbacks, guys not named Justin Fields that have no say whatsoever in his career, they are the ones that are putting the hex.
Steve Young was great, so I'm going to say Zach Wilson will have a better career in the pros. So, Brody Croyle's just ruining Mac Jones's outlook for me.
Deshaun Watson was good. Things are looking up for Trevor Lawrence. I say Deshaun Watson was good because he was good on the field.
He is good on the field.
Deshaun Watson. Well, I don't know. Is this present tense? And I don't. Where is he at right now? Like, is he like? What's going on? Well, I've seen everything else on SportsCenter. I haven't seen diddly squat about Deshaun Watson. I see one snippet. Oh, there's a new lawsuit. And then poof, they disappear. We had like everyday coverage of Bob Kraft. Where my boy Deshaun at? What's he up to? I'm going to need that. Like, you remember when Terrell Owens was bench pressing in his driveway?
He's
the
doing
cameras
sit-ups.
Around the front yard.
He's doing crunches.
That's what I need. I need full blown camera crews on the curb, TMZ style. Deshaun, what's going on? Welcome back here. Hour number three of X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining to text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527 on Twitter, XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio at Pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. For Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids across to Detroit, we appreciate you for making us a part of your day. You can find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I am at AC Bellino. Brian, a.k.a. The Diesel, says, love the show. Can't wait to play golf at the Put-in Bay Invitational. Mrs. Diesel loves you too. Love his wife. Sweet lady. Thanks for listening, Diesel. I appreciate you. Anyways, what's going on in the sports world? It's big news. Big things happening in the sports world. We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but Jamal Murray, devastating ACL injury. Brutal. That's going to just, I mean, that throws Denver's whole season almost out the window. God bless them. They're trying so hard. The Detroit Pistons fell last night 100-98 to the LA Clippers. A late second turnover by Sadiq Bey, a three-pointer hit by Reggie Jackson, and a two-pointer hit by Reggie Jackson. It was all about Reggie Jackson. Not good. Difficult to swallow, but hey, here we are. Pistons drop the game. That's kind of what they are supposed to do anyways if you are, you know, if you're a Pistons fan. The Detroit Tigers completed the sweep against the Houston Astros, winning 6-4. Michael Fulmer picked up the victory, so congratulations to him. On the NFL side of things, how about Jadeveon Clowney's going to join the Cleveland Browns? They reach a one-year deal with incentives, could be worth up to $10 million. Clowney and Myles Garrett together with Tack McKinley?
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney can go another year without getting a sack. He's only got two in the last 2 years.
Sometimes
a player falls off.
Tell the whole story. That happens too. Have to wait and see. I like the juice, though. Cleveland's got something brewing. They've got something brewing. I like Pittsburgh because, you know, our friend Chris Wormley, Michigan alum, friend of the show, Deontay Johnson, Toledo kid. Like, I like them for that reason. They took a shot on Ola Daney, and they took a shot on Tuzar Skipper, a couple more Toledo guys. And Toledo guys all over the roster. Michigan guys all over the roster. Devin Bush. But I there's something about Pittsburgh that rubs me the wrong way, much like that spider that just rappelled out of the ceiling. So I'm going to have to get that little guy. He caught my attention right there. An attorney is seeking assault charges against the LA Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald. I need to know everything about this, because I don't quite understand what happened. A gentleman by the name of DeVincent Spriggs needed 16 stitches, suffered a broken orbital bone, that's the eye socket, a broken nose, a concussion, and a sprained or broken arm. I feel like that's kind of a big difference there, sprained or broken. The alleged attack occurred around 3 a.m. on Sunday, Hollis said, and the attorney released a photo showing Spriggs with his facial injuries. Now, this was at an after-hours club last weekend. And according to the attorneys, Spriggs inadvertently bumped into Donald, and an incident ensued inside of the Boom Boom Room nightclub that caused both parties being asked to
leave. Anulette in Windsor?
No, this is, I thought it was in Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's South Pittsburgh.
Shout out to all the crazy Michiganders that used to go to Windsor.
Cheetah's bus, they'll pick you up. When they got outside, according to the attorney, Mr. Donald and the individuals that were part of this group, that's where Mr. Donald approached Mr. Spriggs. Mr. Spriggs was punched and attacked. So you mean to tell me Spriggs inadvertently bumped into Aaron Donald? They exchange words, and this Spriggs guy decides he's going to take it outside with Aaron Donald. Now, I don't know about you, but there is a list of individuals who you don't say anything to for any reason. Aaron Donald being extremely high on that list. I don't know if you've seen him. He's kind of built like the Incredible Hulk. A lot of times, you know, people get confused. A muscle-bound guy doesn't necessarily mean you can throw a punch. That guy is a professional football player. You might want to just chill out. Now, I'm glad it was just punches being thrown and not anything stupid and reckless. You know, fight's a fight. It is what it is. Aaron Donald gets sued or whatnot, you know, it happens. As far as, you know, two guys getting into it at an after-hours club, especially if you're out late, after-hours being open till what, 5, 6 in the morning, what are you doing out that late? Nothing good happens after midnight, young man. But if you're going to take it outside, you take it outside, and in the words of Pops from Friday, you do it with your hands, right? There was nothing crazy. Nobody lost their life. The guy just got punched in the face. Am I supposed to feel bad about that? I don't know what he said to Mr. Donald, but I wouldn't have done that. How about Kings of Leon? They're going to perform on the first night of the NFL draft. I don't know if that's a hit or a miss by the Cleveland Sports Commission. In a memo, the NFL outlined their rules for the offseason program, with only minicamp being mandatory. So a couple of teams and rosters and players said, look, product wasn't hurt. We're not doing anything voluntary at the facility. And the NFL yesterday sent a memo out to all teams, outlined the rules for its offseason programs, rules the league has decided to impose after, you know, failing to reach an agreement with the players on some of the key aspects of the calendar and the schedule. I'm fine with them going virtual. It doesn't matter to me. It seems like everything was okay last year, so we can just roll with that. All right, we're going to step aside. When we return, Ed DeRosa, Twin Spires handicapper, will join us next. We're going to hop into the baseball world of betting. That's right. And what are the Tigers' odds? Maybe some futures, some picks for this weekend. What do we like in the series? We'll get to all that and more with Ed DeRosa coming up next from Twin Spires here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors sure do. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. New Bet MGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Tigers or Athletics, you'll get $100 if either team hits a homer. After the baseball has left the ballpark, there's no reason to leave your seat, though. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, and there's a ton for baseball. They've got daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet on the Tigers or the Athletics. And if either team hits a homer, you win. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Kornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Kornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
The Meijer guest line is open for you to join the conversation on X's and Bros. Meijer is a proud sponsor of the Michigan Sports Network and the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions.
Just got this message in. So I have to know, did you get the spider or did it disappear? Oh, it disappeared all right. Right at the bottom of my shoe. I wasn't paying rent. You got to go. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haydlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000.
Would you kick
Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore key. And I am at AC Bellino. So we welcome you back here, third and final segment of the third hour here. We got a text coming in. Fields will be better than Lawrence. Lawrence hit his peak. Fields is scratching it. Fits today's NFL. Jacksonville should take Fields over Lawrence all day. These are some very, very difficult decisions to make. Because this, I mean, you talk about missing on a prospect here. I mean, how many teams prior to the Deshaun Watson sexual assault allegations, how many teams wished they would have had him, right? How many teams, like the Chicago Bears is a perfect, they're a perfect example as they moved up to select Mitch Trubisky, which at the time didn't make any sense. Like nobody was coming at you saying Mitch Trubisky's got to be the guy, the way that we're pounding the table over Zach Wilson. We, I don't mean me. I'm not saying that over Zach Wilson. Like, yo, I didn't, no. Negative ghostwriter, Trey Lance. Nope, I'll pass on both. But nobody's pounding the table like they were for those two guys, for Mitch Trubisky. The Bears took him, they passed on Patrick Mahomes and, you know, sealed their fate for God knows how long. Now they'll always look back at what could have been. This is a very difficult position to be in. Everyone just believes that Trevor Lawrence is the consensus number one overall pick. And Trevor Lawrence's dad came out and said some things that if they came from Justin Fields' dad, how do you think the narrative would shift? Trevor Lawrence's, and I'm paraphrasing here, but his dad basically said, like, yeah, he could leave the game tomorrow and he'd be fine. Like, he does not, you know, it's not the end of his life if he doesn't play football again. Pretty interesting comment.
How there. Refreshing for to hear that from a player when wasn't it even, like, 2 years ago that, oh, Josh Rosen, he's too smart to draft. He has other interests other than football. Should really avoid someone like that.
Really makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, that's Trevor Lawrence's dad coming out and saying, like, yeah, no, he'd be totally fine. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting that that has happened. And whether people, I mean, number one on the NFL big board, 34-2 as a starter. He played in the ACC. All right, so that we know that he's going to go early, regardless of the position that he goes, he's going to go early. And I fired up the Pro Football Focus mock draft machine. And I wanted to give it a, you know, give a run at it and see what I would come up with. But I refused to make a trade because their trade acceptor is broken. You can manipulate the hell out of that thing. And it's like, there's no way these trades are going to go through. So I wanted to go through and see how things would line up. And this is where Brad Holmes might find himself. It's very much possible. The very question that we're all asking ourselves and wondering is what popped up onto my phone. I said, I got to take a screenshot of this and put it on Twitter because I was wondering what's the best way to go about asking this. Is it Penei Sewell? Is it Ja'Marr Chase? Is it Micah Parsons? Or is it Trey Lance? All are still available, plus more. But those four being the four best available players according to Pro Football Focus's player rankings. Sewell at 4, Chase at 6, Parsons at 7, Lance at number 10 overall. 10th best player in the draft, according to Pro Football Focus, Trey Lance, quarterback. So do you want to go tackle, wide receiver, linebacker, or do you get your quarterback of the future? Right? Like, I hate that term. God, I hate that. With all my heart, I hate that term, quarterback of the future. I don't need to worry. What I need right now is to fill out the rest of the roster. I have a quarterback in the future. I got a guy that made it to a Super Bowl. That's better than any college quarterback that's coming in the draft right now. Jared Goff has already proven himself at the NFL level. You don't know what you're going to get with Trevor Lawrence. You know what you get with Justin Fields or Trey Lance or Zach Wilson or Mac Jones or whoever the hell else you want to draft at quarterback. None of those guys have won a single game, but I know I got a guy that's won playoff games and has played in a Super Bowl. I know that. I will take that experience and those playoff wins that we always held against Matthew Stafford, divisional wins that we always held against Matthew Stafford, quarterback wins, I'll take those stats. And I will now use them for Jared Goff. In my reasoning behind everything you said Matthew Stafford couldn't do, this guy has already done, so why would you take a quarterback at 7? Why would you do that? You shouldn't do that. That's a mistake.
Did you say steak?
Yes, that's a mistake. Quarterback of the future. Teams do this over and over and over and over and over and over again. They overdraft and overvalue every quarterback except for maybe one or two each year. A couple guys that come out, somebody's got to be the quarterback of the future. A quarterback has to go number one overall, right? Today's NFL, quarterback gets about 3 cups of coffee, and you better be undefeated. I mean, hell, they were replacing Tua in the fourth quarter of games that they were trying to win in Miami because they thought Ryan Fitzpatrick gave them a better opportunity to win. If Tua doesn't get it done this year, he's in serious trouble already. So, no, I'm not worried about Tua. I'm not worried about quarterback. I think you could take Trey Lance right out of the discussion, but I threw him in there because, you know, people love to talk about quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. So if you had Sewell, the tackle from Oregon, Chase, the wide receiver from LSU, or Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State, all still on the board, what are you doing? Are you going tackle, wide receiver, or linebacker? Because Lord knows you desperately need all three positions. You need offensive line help, although offensive line collectively might be one of your better units. Getting a tackle like this, holy mackerel. Now that is something. Do you try to build up the middle as we were talking about with Chris Burke? Do you have to go safety, linebacker, interior line? Is that something that you really need to look at when you start to, you know, start to look at trying to build your defense in what you have and how you could be competitive? This is a question you have to ask yourself. Or do you address the perimeter and try to make sure that you have somebody for Jared Goff to throw the ball to? These are all great questions. Questions that need to be answered by Brad Holmes. And so when this came across my screen for the Pro Football Focus mock draft, I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, it'd be really nice if everybody else was just kind of gone and we could go from there. According to The Athletic, the 6 foot three, was he 6 foot and 3 inches? Or three, I don't know if he's exactly 6'3", but 200-pound wide receiver Jamar Chase, number one on the board for wide receivers. Opted out of the season on August 30th of last year. He was unanimous All-American the year before. Biletnikoff Award set the single-season SEC record for receiving yards and touchdown catches when he went crazy with his boy Joe Burrow. 1,780 yards and 20 touchdowns with 84 catches in college in one season. That's nuts. Like the fact that he didn't play last year, to be honest with you. Because, hey, the guy's only seen, what, 2 years? He's played in a total of 21 college games. Hadn't been hit that much. 27 college games. He started 21 to 27. Hasn't really been touched that much. I kind of like that. Kind of a good thing, in my opinion. Do you want to go wide receiver, the best wide receiver, maybe in the class? We've got some comments and some responses to this where people seem to be all in on, you know, Freddie said Parsons with Justin Fields off the board. Jake Woods, shout out to our boy at Woods on Air. Sewell, and it's a crime if he doesn't. Josh Bovey said, give me Chase. Coach Russo said, give me Sewell and then Chase. Coach Delmore, you got a lot of coaches in on the show. Coach Delmore, he is the only, Andy Delmore, by the way, the only Philadelphia Flyers rookie to ever have a hat trick in a playoff game, I believe. He said, give me Chase. Go Blue Carl says Sewell. B Mac said Trey Lance. Matt Vanisacker said, give me Chase. A lot of people in here on Chase, but you can see by the way that people are looking at this, there are options here to where it's going to make Brad Holmes' decision incredibly difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm glad I'm not the one that has to make that call. Because if you draft Sewell and Micah Parsons turns out to be Ray Lewis, you're going to be mad. Who was drafted ahead of Aaron Donald? There are some serious...
Just had the name. I think I dropped it out of my mouth. Eric Ebron?
If Eric Ebron turns into George Kittle, are we mad? If he's Travis Kelce, we're not even having this. We got our guy. You got your guy, we got ours. Like, we're not even having this discussion.
Okay, but are people still mad that T.J. Hockenson is trending that way?
Trending to Travis Kelce?
I mean, he was the second leading tight end in Pro Bowl votes last year.
Yeah, but Pro Bowl votes, I mean, we overvalue. Hey, look, I'm all for TJ Hockenson. I like him. I'm glad we have him. Like, they're good. There's a position that we have a legitimate starter in the NFL who could project to be a Pro Bowl caliber player. Absolutely. Like, great. Take that and list of needs off the board. Perfect. Maybe get some depth there, but outside of that, like, you're fine. Jamar Chase, overall, according to ESPN.com, is the number 3 overall talent on the big board. Trevor Lawrence is 1. Kyle Pitts, the Florida tight end, is 2. Jamar Chase is 3. Sewell, the tackle from Oregon, is at 7. Micah Parsons is at 9. Trey Lance is at 10. What do you guys want? Who do you want? Out of that list and this mock draft machine that came through that gave us this is the one question that everybody's going to be arguing with themselves about. If they don't trade back and they stay at pick number 7. Now, if they could trade back with a team like Denver, they drop back to 9. I still think in the top 10, if you looked at the top 10 overall big board and you take out Trevor Lawrence at quarterback, you take out Zach Wilson at quarterback, and you take out Trey Lance at quarterback, you're looking at Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Micah Parsons, Patrick Surtain the second, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker out of Notre Dame, and J.C. Horn out of South Carolina, the corner. I don't think you can go wrong with any of them. Like, I feel really comfortable at 9 taking the quarterbacks out. Here's the list of talent that is there because we're not in need of a quarterback. I kind of like it. You know, Rashawn Slater to Sewell, I mean, how much of a gap is there between those two? They're ranked at, Slater being, the number 8 prospect on the big board. Both playing offensive tackle. At 6'4", 304 pounds. Sewell at 6'6", 330. The Lions are in great shape. So if you trade back to 9, and you can add another pick because that's where maybe the Lions lack a little bit in this draft, they have 6 picks, 3 of which in the top 100, 3 in the top 75. They have 7, 41, 72, 101, 112, and 153. So would Denver be willing to send something in one of the middle rounds to move up a couple spots? Would New England to move up from 15? I don't know if I want to drop any further than 15. But it's there to decide. Dan, Ryan, you want wide receiver, tight end, linebacker, tackle, I mean?
Or quarterback? What are we calling Kyle Pitts?
I take Pitts out. He was drafted at a time. I'm just going off the image. That was my mistake. You can tackle, wide receiver, linebacker, or quarterback of the future.
No, Penei Sewell, 100%.
Tackle 100% for Ryan.
Yeah, if he's there, lock it in. Run up to the stage.
Run wherever
you have to in Cleveland to make this pick.
West 6th Street.
Okay. Do that. Just get it in. It'd be nice to just have the offensive line just set for years.
Oh, man. With Ragnow, with Decker, with Jonah Jackson, great value in that pick. Oh, add Sewell to the mix.
Yeah, but what is it going to matter if there's no defense?
Oh, what a question to ask. You got to shore up the defense, right? You got to have that guy up the middle. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be able to say the Detroit Lions have a Ray Lewis sort of linebacking threat, a Suggs, a Von Miller, a guy that's just going to anchor your defense that other teams literally have to be afraid of, flying all over the field, hitting everything. Wouldn't that be nice? A Luke Kuechly, but healthy. If you go with Sewell, a freshman All-American, all Pac-12 honorable mention, started the season opener at left tackle, missed his final 6 games due to injury. You go to the next season in 2019, he was unanimous All-American, Outland Trophy winner for the best FBS lineman, Morris Trophy, best Pac-12 offensive lineman, first team all Pac-12, and then last year opted out. So another guy with 21 games of college football under his belt. Micah Parsons, does he help that defense that much? Or do you go Ja'Marr Chase, and now you have a legitimate number one wide receiver to throw the ball to? A guy that just is, 20-plus touchdowns and 1,700 yards in 12 games, that's insanity. That's crazy production. And that's in the SEC, where you're seeing a majority of professional football players are coming out of that conference. That's the best conference in college football. It's not even close. Like, if you look across the board, where are guys coming from? Florida, LSU, Alabama, South Carolina. There's all the picks in the top. Those are all top 14 players, all from that conference. I'm undecided. I don't even know what to pick. Like, yeah,
I want it to be all. Can we get all 3?
Dude, can I have 30 picks? Is it that much to ask for?
I don't know how. Again, this is why we're not the general manager. I'm glad I'm not, because, I'm split between O-lineman and linebacker. Wide receiver, I don't think they are expecting. I think they can get a wide receiver next year. This is a building year. They have to get the core guys and then, you know, get the talent guys next year. That's what I'm imagining.
All right.
I'm torn still.
I mean, you could end up with a Rondale Moore. You could end up with a Rashad Bateman. You could end up with a Nico Collins in the third or fourth round. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Dwayne Eskridge out of Western. Like, there's some talent there. More on this tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.